Hi guys, it's Miles. I haven't done an audio boo in quite a while now. Must have been months, and I do miss doing these. It's just, I guess I haven't had time. I'm right now lying on my bed, and no, this isn't a sleazy audio boo. Bear with me, this is going somewhere. I'm just reflecting on my time in America, because this is my final night. It's 20 to 1 in the morning now, or coming up to, and I'm just very happy and sad at the same time. It's the bittersweet feeling that we know far too well in life at times. And actually, those of you that know me best will no, I'm someone who is fascinated by contrast when it comes to music. I love heavy music because of the screams and the melodic sounds entwined. When I wear clothes, I love wearing black and white. It's just that contrast. And I just think in life, I love seeing the spectrum of stuff. And in terms of emotion, the bittersweetness is definitely settling in already, because I'm going to miss America. I'm going to miss the people. I'm going to miss the culture and the weather. But at the same time, it's going to be nice to go home and back to my life, I guess. Although right now I can't really say I feel comfortable with going back to my life. I feel quite out of touch, even though I've only been here for 3 weeks. But it's because every year I tour the US, I hang out with people that I've watched my YouTube videos or who I know online generally, like on stickham.com. And I don't stay at hotels, I stay with them, and it means that I get to live the culture, because you stay in a hotel anywhere in the world, it's the same thing, it's the same generic experience. But if you are with people living in their homes, you get to live the culture, and you get a true reflection. And I truly love America. Sure, it has its problems, but everywhere it does. And the issue I'm having at the moment, and many of you are wondering why I don't live here. You go, Miles, if you love it so much, why don't you live here? Well, there's a few reasons. Well, to do with why I can't get a green card. And the reason I can't get a green card is because, well, there's a few ways I can do it. I can do it through education, and I'm kind of sick and tired of doing education. Although there are a few courses I'm looking at now in which I'd be able to get a PhD in my own course. Because as many of you know, there's a few philosophies I'd like to unleash on the world to make the world a better place. So hopefully in good time. But the other two reasons, getting a job. If I get a job that will sponsor me, I can get a green card. And ironically, I've had a lot of job offers across the US. And actually in Boston, there's some jobs in consultancy that I'd be offered really, really high jobs. But only on the condition that I have a green card to live here. So it's catch 22. Very frustrating. And the reason a lot of jobs won't sponsor me is because they have to prove to the US government that whatever I have to offer, they can't find within their own country. And, you know, it's too much paperwork. Too much effort. So the only third choice I've got is to marry. But of course I would never be so shallow as to marry someone to use them for my own selfish gain. But at the same time, I love American people. I have a huge soft spot for American girls, and I hope that one day I can find an American girl out there that I could marry. With obviously the fact of me being able to live there being an extra bonus, but if I can get a job there first and get a green card through that, then that'd be even better. So I leave. And I attach a picture with this audio boo of the view from my parents' apartment. I'm going to miss Boston. I'm going to miss Dallas. I'm going to miss LA. I'm just going to miss America. But next year I'll return. And as always, when I return to England, I've got a lot of projects coming up. And as always, I love the support I get and the kind words. And, you know, the journey continues. I continue to do my best to try and change the world. Have a good night, everyone. Sleep well.